Blog Talk Radio.
Alafia, divine, all blessing, peace, and love
serenity and tranquility, wisdom and understanding. You are now listening live and in archive to the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Hudu Obeya Bokor, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, and revolutionary from a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective, understanding that all is indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veil, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, teaching, my walk, and my work along this divine life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding. The place from where I begin and the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors. Understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny. And I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is. Ashe. Today is Thursday, February 3rd, 2011, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live and in archive at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time. You are now plugged in, sharing, and caring with the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, Hoodoo Central, and the Power Lunch. Coming to you virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum, universally from the working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Tai and Mecca, in the legendary, historic, and beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana. Enchanted city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritual hoodoo Obeya life path and journey. Passing down the great Obeya stick, along with the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, and minerals. Do join me here live and in archive each and every working weekday at 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio for divine affirmation and revelation. Hoodoo wisdom and understanding, voodoo secrets and recipes, divine joy and prosperity, unity and community. My live listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If you have any question, comment, or request, please do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will address your question, comment, or request. Remember, we are now operating under our new premium 2-hour format, so I am always open to questions, comments, and requests via our live telephone lines. Again, that number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. My website, where I can be reached, utilizing various means virtually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of revelation and manifestation, is www.houseofthedivineprince.com. www.houseofthedivineprince.com, and please do recognize the many other qualified ministers, spiritualists, astrologers, numerologists, psychics, and practitioners who can be located in the various virtual temple groups, beginning in the center of the first page of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where you will find my House of the Divine Prince King group, We Are True Friends, Divine Intervention, Divine Joy and Prosperity, Divine Love and Relationship, Divine Manifestation, Divine Revelations, and Guiding Voices of Divination. And remember to visit these powerful voices in my virtual temple rooms, the Queen's Chamber and the King's Chamber, respectively. Papa Say, who airs here on Blog Talk Radio, can be found via his Blog Talk Radio archive player in the King's Chamber of my website, along with Brother Majadi Baruti and Ujad Temple Ministries can also be found featured in the King's Chamber of my website. You can also find the Truth Terrorist, the Queen Ifama, serving up nothing but the butt-naked truth here on Blog Talk Radio on Sunday evenings at 8 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time, and she can also be found featured in the Queen's Chamber of my website, along with authentic Sangoma priestess Gogo Nala Alana Omare, Goddess Love Light, can also be found featured in the Queen's Chamber of my website. And, of course, that sister in the margin, in the cut, Sister Abana and Racism Not Anonymous and the Recovery Room can now be found featured 24 hours a day, 7 days a week in the Queen's Chamber of my website. And in the coming days, possibly coming hours, I will be also adding Denise Lyles Cook, the Oracle Speaks, to the Queen's Chamber of my website. And I will be updating our faithful vendors and supporters, Teresa Kalahat and Angelic Soap, along with the Queen Sama and her Afrocentric and African handmade jewelry products. And of course, Queen Akushua of NubianJewels.biz. NubianJewels.biz can also be found featured in the Queen's Chamber and will be updating in the coming days. So please do visit. Also be reminded that I have a bookstore, a CD store, MP3 store. I sell shea butter, black soap, various other African and Pan-African based products via the second page, Divine House of the Prince, Netter Head Tour, the second page of my website. So please do take the time to visit, share, leave your comments in the guest book. Feel free to reach me via Yahoo Messenger, which is placed in my website, and I will be more than happy to provide you the level of service that many of my community have come to expect and rely on, and you too will understand the power of revelation and manifestation that is being presented and demonstrated here at the House of the Divine Prince, Hoodoo Central, here on Blog Talk Radio, as well as locally, nationally, and internationally. And be reminded that I do specialize in doing battles, difficult and block situations of every type and endeavor, and I specialize in resolve. Please also know again that I have several virtual temple groups in my House of the Divine Prince site, where I offer a variety of Pan-African world, astrological, numerological, religious, magical practitioners in one convenient location from a diverse collective of cultures and traditions. And those links can be found beginning in the center of the first page of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com. They can also be located on my main profile by visiting www.ken.com/divine+prince, and also by scrolling down my main Blog Talk Radio profile and clicking on the call me now link, or by scrolling even further down and clicking on the individual links. I will be forward momentarily with more of the Divine Prince live and in archive here for the Power Lunch on Blog Talk Radio at noon U.S. Central Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio, and I will be forward momentarily. Again, I will be going to the phone line, 347-215-8967, probably more towards the second half of the show, and I will be happy to entertain your questions, comments, or requests. And, of course, I welcome each and every one of you live with me right now. Kalahat, DNA Free, all of our special guests, Queen B1, Spirit Warrior 320, Warm Summer Wind, of course, Goddess, Mother of Orisha, and area code 678. We welcome you all for being present, divinely present here with the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, and Hoodoo Central on Blog Talk Radio. I will be forward momentarily. All is indeed a blessing. You can just see beyond the veil. Ashe. Alafia and Ashe. Again, I want to welcome each and every one of you personally, individually, warmly, Kalahat, DNA Free Queen B1, Spirit Warrior 320, Warm Summer Wind, Goddess Mother of Orisha, and of course, all of our very special guests, Erica 678, as well as all of you who are present via our remote Love Talk Radio player. We greatly am humbled by your divine being and presence. And I want to ask you again to click the little red heart on your Blog Talk Radio player. Mark us as a favorite. Mark this show as a favorite. This will also alert you of upcoming show topics, special guests, and my hand-typed Blog Talk Radio blog post. I did post another blog earlier today that I found in the New York Times, how meditation can change the brain. And, of course, it doesn't take much understanding to absorb all the ramifications that entails. Indeed, we are going through a time of change and transformation. And understand that change and transformation begins at the atomic level. So it is not just a linear experience. It is not just an experience that we seem to share a process outside of ourselves, but indeed it is to the very core of who we are as humans, as biological entities and beings, but also as spirit entities and beings. And indeed, if I can impart any greater understanding, it is that we are both far more than just human and biological and animal in nature, but we are also divine, we are also spirit, we are also cosmic. And indeed, when we are functioning at 100%, we can also be evolutionary and revolutionary. So as we look at the astrological weather for today, February 3rd, 2011, I did this chart about 5 minutes before the show. And our sun is in Aquarius in the 10th house, the moon in Aquarius in the 10th house. I told you yesterday how important and powerful that conjunction is. Mercury in Capricorn in the 9th house, Venus in Sagittarius in the 8th house, Mars in Aquarius in the 10th house, Jupiter in Aries in the 11th house, Saturn in Libra in the 6th house, Uranus in Pisces in the 11th house, Neptune in Aquarius in the 10th house, Pluto in Capricorn in the 8th house. And Shine offers for us today that for the past few days, the sun has been moving closer to Mars in the zodiac. And their official union will occur around 10:41 a.m. U.S. Central Standard Time, New Orleans time, tomorrow. But you can feel their intensity now, particularly for you empathic, sensitive, naturally sensitive individuals. You should feel that intensity already. This is a time where too much ego with too little kindness, sensitivity, and humanity can lead to partnership eruptions at the individual level, the personal level, the governmental level, global level, projecting anger on one dear ones and associates is a losing proposition. So we must always have a focus for anger, focus for our dissatisfaction, not to exist just within the complaint itself, but to understand that we exist multidimensionally, interdimensionally, intradimensionally. We are operating in the past, operating in the future, operating in the present, here and now, within any divine moment. And it's interesting that our indigenous cultures, our ancestors, fully understood this. I know the Igbo understood this, the Yoruba understood this, those Sky Watchers all over the globe understood our interconnectedness with time, place, space, but also the infinite power and connection to all that holds this whole thing, this whole experience, this whole universe together. So indeed, we must continue, as I've said before, to sort of play a game of catch-up, if you will. But at the same time, we are hurling forward. We are moving forward, ready or not. Transition comes. We've seen this movie. We've read this book. It has been repeated in history over and over and over again, where civilization, where even nature rises up to its greatness, only to go through a cycle of rebirthing. And the story of the phoenix and the symbolism and archetype of the phoenix is a understanding, a representation of that understanding, that ultimately we are sort of locked into a realm of law and math and science here in its physical sense, which has its boundaries, its limitations, but we are also ever present in the form of absolute, in that which is indeed spirit, most enduring, most lasting, most absolute. And by no means is it an accident that has been made so difficult for many of us to grasp and process and understand. And again, the spirit implores that I restate that transformation, transcendence, starts at the atomic level. Ready or not, we're going to pay now in our investment towards the future, towards ourselves in our most absolute form, or we're going to pay on the other end. But ultimately, we must prepare our temple, our vehicle, our biological bodies for change and transformation. We can do it within. It's clearly being done without, ready or not, the genetic modification and all the other sciences that are now being performed on our food, on our resources, on our lives, good and bad, negative connotation, positive connotation. But that transformation, that transcendence is happening outside of ourselves, whether we debate it, whether we are prepared for it, whether we stand around and watch it happen. It's happening. But it's also happening internally. It's also happening at the atomic level. And we must either begin to synchronize and vibrate the program that we want to manifest, or just be subject to and empowered by and overpowered by that vibration of the quote-unquote dominant culture. So we must begin to activate, truly activate and manifest who we are into belief, into action, into everyday manifestation. I am truly humbled and honored by your divinity. I reverence and validate your humanity, each and every one of you, in this squared circle of gods and goddess heads of all creation. We stand in light and love and unification and illumination. I invoke supernatural manifestation of all that is for our good, our highest good here and now in this divine moment in time space. divine crystalline manifestation of our inherent and innate power and mystery for activation and actualization right here and right now. I'm not speaking prophetically. I'm not speaking metaphorically. I'm speaking indeed right now where we need resources, spiritual resources, personal resources to get us through to the next day, to the next level. Transcendence is here. It's available to us. Transformation is already upon us. We must only now choose to consciously align ourselves with that which is going to be for our most good. I'm going to take just a brief intermission. I will be back momentarily. Again, I welcome and am appreciative of each and every one of you, Aminti, Anuket, Kalahat, DNA Freak, all of our special guests, Queen V1, Spirit Warrior 320, Warm, Summer Wind, Goddess, Mother of Orisha, Area Code 678, and all the others. Also be reminded that my live listening and calling number is Area Code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. We are operating under our new two-hour format, so I am more than accommodating and welcoming your calls. Again, at area code 347-215-8967. Press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. I will address you right about 1 o'clock as time and spirit does direct. I will be forward momentarily. Peace and blessings.
Thank you.
In this divine moment, we lose divine peace and love, unity and community, love, light, and protection. We bind right now in this moment that which would seek to divide, conquer, destroy, and enslave within us and around us. Haters and perpetrators, Rasta imposters, fake and Jamaicans, liars and pacifiers, rabid rabbis and pimping preachers, armchair revolutionaries, false prophets and fear mongers, strong arm proselytizers of the same old bait and switch, and all those who would seek to hinder, harm, and enslave progress, spirit, evolution, and forward movement. We loose divine light and consciousness, truth and power, wisdom and understanding onto our earth plane dimension for divine and immediate revelation and manifestation. We vibrate right now with our ascended ancestors, Aguns and Gende, and all those who have gone on before us in transition and which would assist us now in all that is good and righteous here and now in this divine moment. We forever reverberate and reiterate their names and enliven our lives with divine wisdom and presence, ancestors known and unknown, spirit forces seen and unseen. May we forever give their names praise and glory and not bring shame, dishonor, and disgrace. Shall we manifest now our highest good and vibration here and now in this divine moment in time space, and realize our ultimate destiny to change the world, so-called civilization, and ourselves as we now know it. I and I, even me. For indeed, there is no other reason, no greater reason for our divine being and presence here and now in this time. As we enter this hallowed and sacred ground, let us be mindful of our inner walk, work, and pronunciation, and that they would project upon and recreate and reshape the reality of all towards that which is most true, righteous, pure, and authentic. As we now enter the inner sanctums of Kudu Central, in the presence of all who stand with us, ever stood with us, will stand with us, in divine light and love, spirit and protection, we illuminate and light our candles, a confident, fervent prayer unto our spirit guides and protectors, a reminder of the presence of light even in darkness, a shining lamp and amplification of our soul's journey through the darkness of this underworld. We offer and pour libation for the rebirthing and refreshment and regeneration of spirit, ancestral spirit, our own connection to spirit. For indeed they have given us their eternal libation in blood, sweat, and tears, and so we must continue to uplift and bring forth that which is most good and pure from our collective, historical, ancestral spirit, and carry that forth with us as we move forward to battle new challenges and new challengers. We burn and offer frankincense and myrrh to cleanse and purify our light bodies and our intentions, ever pure in our motivations, ever pure in our understanding, ever pure in our dealings with one another and ourselves, ever pure in our connection to spirit, absolute spirit. Hear the sounding, chiming harmonies and vibrations of the divine, crystalline, universal reverberation, reordering and rebalancing us all ever steady back into light and God consciousness, reminding us that all is indeed a blessing. If we can just see beyond the veil, for it is all just an illusion and a test at one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. So remember who you are, goddess, god, queen, king, prophet, prophetess, high priest, magi. I am humbled. I am honored by your divinity. I reverence and validate who you truly are here and now in this divine moment, in this squared circle of spirit, of consciousness, of God and Goddess, where we are unified in light and love in our thirst for understanding. I invoke, we invoke, supernatural, spiritual manifestation of all that is for our most highest good, absolute positivity, health, wellness, prosperity, fruitfulness, endurance as we move forward in this time space, in this journey, in this battle of evolution, of spirit, of consciousness, of science. For indeed, we are constantly ever changing, ever reorganizing, reordering our understanding. Each generation, each individual, each society has had this opportunity to rise and then fall, often to the illusion of its own isolation, of its own self. But we must conjure and invoke our most highest consciousness to assist us even now as we move forward right here in this time and moment. Indeed, part of the mystery is our ability to live and exist multi-dimensionally right here and right now. For those of you who feel drawn to the past, there is indeed something there that you need to reorder and re-understand. But know that it is only temporal. It is only within the confines of your ability to exist in that place within any given moment. But bring that jewel, bring that wisdom, that understanding back into the here and now, the only dimension where we have choice, where we have the opportunity to create and recreate reality within this realm of illusion. For indeed, the spirit realm is more real, more tangible, more evident than anything that we can identify and measure within this spherical, cyclical, temporal, temporary, seasonal, ever-changing, relative earth plane dimension we exist upon, which many of us, even within that illusion, are ill prepared to navigate. So indeed, many of our challengers only exist within the mirror of the illusion of our own self, our own journey. We are flesh, we are human, we are animal in nature, but we are also God. We are also Goddess. And we are made in the image and likeness of our Creator, so we embody aspects of all those qualities. That inner divine light is pure and bright and true, and no mistakes can undo God's divine handiwork of true perfection. Do not be afraid of your power, of your magnificence, of your light, of your mystery. When you succeed, you inspire others to succeed. When you change, you inspire others to so change. When you ascend to your Godhead and consciousness, you so inspire others to ascend. So be powerful, be divine, be magnificent, be angelic. This is indeed who you are. Mirror and reflect back unto us your most divine light and spark of that most true and perfected authentic self. Free yourselves from the limited constraints of earth law and relative physicality. And remember with me that you are a perfected light being and consciousness experiencing a temporal journey in a physical body on an ever-changing physical plane. That which is most true, that which is most relevant, that which is most enduring is absolute, is infinite, is with you and for you forever. Realign your focus. Realign your understanding. And know that you have creative allowance, creator child, creator God, to create and recreate your environment, your life, your feelings, your emotions, your experience, and gain the clarity and the acceptance that you so need, seek, and desire. It is not even within your mouth. It is right there. Even within your hand, even within your spirit. He who has an ear to hear, let him hear. She who has an eye to see, let them see. I am, because my creators are all powerful, open, and receptive to all that operate for my good here and now in this divine moment. And I ask that Divine Spirit would bring me into union with you, with myself, with all of creation. For indeed, we are one body, one spirit, one entity. And I ask that all obstacles that keep us from that experience of divine presence, my divine presence, our divine presence, be removed. Even you, even me, even the illusions, the misunderstandings, the falsehoods, let's tamp them down right now and invoke spirit, ancestral spirit, our divine spirit, into this place and time for us to be able to move forward. Change and transformation are imminent. Change and transformation are evident. Evident. Look around you. Look at the headlines. Look at the weather. Look at your fuel prices, your food costs. Look at your check. Change, transformation is evident. We cannot continue to move forward where we are right now. We cannot. Nature will no longer support it. The universe will no longer support it. We will no longer support it. So ready or not, change is here. Transformation is upon us. And it begins at the atomic level. I have to invoke one of my mentors, Adama Alaji. Adama Alaji from Atlanta. Adama has a show, I believe it's RFG in Atlanta, I used to listen to back in the early 90s, I believe it was. No. Late 90s, 97, 98. She'd come on really late at night. She would minister and administer, give affirmation and meditation, information, empowerment, much in the way that I do now. I have to give her credit for influencing the flavor of what I do in my show. But indeed, she used to speak upon, and in some people's opinion, harp upon diet, the importance of what you are eating, because no amount of study, no amount of understanding, no amount of initiation and religiosity and proselytization and consuming of books or anything else is going to bring you any true satisfaction, any true manifestation, if you are not conscious of this change, this transformation beginning at the atomic level. So that requires us to not only change our consciousness, but what we eat. And many of you are having difficulties in doing so directly because of what you eat. Because of that, it is allowing your hormones to not be able to naturally rebalance themselves, your chemicals to not be able to naturally heal and regenerate and rebalance themselves. So it's almost irrelevant to spend days and years consuming material, consuming education, receiving initiations and titles and doctorates and degrees and understanding and all the various programs and philosophies that are out there. Yeah, you don't do as Dr. Sabi, who I believe is Adama's mentor, has taught us, that this change, this transformation begins at the atomic level. So it requires us to not only change on the outside, but to change on the inside, both physically, biologically, and spiritually. Our body is a temple for which this spirit must dwell within this temporal, seasonal amount of time. And indeed, if we expect it to produce miracles, manifestation, heal, and help to empower not only ourselves but our lives and our lifestyles, we cannot continue to consume the carcasses of dead animals, the pus and mucuses of cows and chickens, synthesize this, artificial that, altered whatever. We must begin to take a more natural approach. And again, not completely give that responsibility to someone or something outside of ourselves. And indeed, wherever you are, I know it's hard to envision when you have 21 inches of snow on the ground. But wherever you are, indeed, you can do something, even in the most smallest way, to begin to incorporate a more natural, a more green approach to your lifestyle and your living. Someone is knocking at the back door, so I'm going to have to take a quick break, you guys, because it could be an emergency, and I will return momentarily. Blessing. Thank you. Alafia and Ashe, again, I appreciate each and every one of your divine presence and being. Area code 323, area code 678 for remaining with me through the show, as well as my live chat room. Aminti Anuket, Kalaha, DNA Freak, all of our special guests, Queen B1, Warm Summer Wind, all those who have come and gone over the course of the 2-hour show. I greatly appreciate your commitment, love, and support of the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, and Hoodoo Central here on Blog Talk Radio, as well as the various other locations on the internet that we are connected. Again, I would like to invite you to click the little red heart on your Blog Talk Radio player. Mark me as a favorite. This will alert you to upcoming shows, show topics, special guests, guest hosts, co-hosts, as well as my occasional Blog Talk Radio blog post. Also, continue to show us your support by adventuring to investigate the various ads that are placed around the Blog Talk Radio profile by Blog Talk Radio. Each and every time you visit Divine Prince, I'm seeing some AT&T, Amtrak Today, Groupon, which is some type of coupon site. They're using that roast beef sandwich picture there to the right. So I would greatly appreciate, again, each and every one of you taking the time to click on these advertisements. It is a way of showing your support, whether you know it or not, to the Divine Prince and the show. And we do get a certain amount of recognition and credit for your doing so. So they're not only counting your attendance to the show, but they're also counting the link throughs and the number of times you actually click on those advertisements, and we do get a certain amount of credit and support for your doing that. And of course, I'm always open to and asking for your continued support of the Divine Prince, as well as my King groups, my 8 King group, including Papa Faye's Hoodoo Central, which would be the 9th King group, which you can find listed on the first page of my 10-page House of the Divine Prince website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com. You can also find those links on my main Keen profile by visiting www.keen.com/divine-prince. And for those of you who are practitioners of your own right, Aminti Anuket, I believe Warm Summer Wind, Queen B1, those of you who do astrology, numerology, who read tarot cards, who may be even beginning intuitive and empaths, I greatly, greatly encourage you to go to the King site, sign up in your category or gift, and then contact me so that I can enter you into these virtual temple groups so that we can show support for one another, not only in our business aspect of what we do, but also in the community and continued educational aspect of what we do as we share information, as we continue to upgrade our skills, our gifts, and our abilities. And Keen has just provided us a platform that I prefer, which makes it very easy to do that, but also very beneficial. We've had great successes with Keen, as well as live persons, but more so with Keen, and I greatly appreciate it being there, as well as the support that I've gathered through using that service. For some of you who know my story, I probably just had an email account before Hurricane Katrina, September 5th, my birthday, 2005. At that point, because of the disconnect, the relocation, the evacuation, I began to see the internet in a very different way and began to get on the various social networking sites and utilize some of these services. So some of you look at the website and some of what I do and probably think I'm a professional expert at the internet. But indeed, I've gained this information and this knowledge just through usage in the 5 years since Hurricane Katrina. And the community shares, and I appreciate that about the internet. So when we found something that worked, as evacuees, we shared that amongst ourselves and each other. And now via Block Talk Radio, Facebook, MySpace, Space, and other social networks, we now can do that at a much expanded scale with our resources, with our community activities and activism, with our religious rites, practices, and ceremonies. And we must begin to step up our responsibility and our commitment to that. I think for some of us, the computer is still a toy, it's still a game, but we could truly utilize these resources that are presented to us, sometimes for free, other times for not. It was just a matter of time before Blog Talk Radio was going to require a premium from us. But indeed, it's worth the premium if we can create value for what we do here and share that value among ourselves and introduce that value to others. So again, I don't want to be too long-winded about that, but I do appreciate each and every one of your support, your donations, your calls, your attention to the show, your tweeting this and sharing this and posting it on your Facebook and your other sites and inviting others. Indeed, it feeds the community, and we can then begin to feed and support each other. Yes, DNA Freak, it's a natural thing. depending on what neighborhood you're in and the exposure some of the roosters have, some of them do crow at all hours of the day and night, and that can be an issue, I'm sure, for some people. But many of them are sort of naturally acclimated and typically crow, you know, at the hours that they're supposed to be. I think, too, we consider that this is still an urban city, so people have a urban-like schedule, and a lot of folks who get up and are gone to work or school, what have you, and may not even pay as much attention, I think, to the roosters in particular crowing as it would be, let's say, in D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, where I grew up, and we had a next-door neighbor who had roosters that would crow at any given day or night. But the interesting thing is we acclimated, we adjusted. I don't know if that's a spiritual thing, if that's a natural thing. I'm not necessarily a quote-unquote animal person, but I respect and expect the cycle of nature. So, you know, I don't have that big of an issue. Even with the dog issue that I just typed in the chat room, we have a neighbor that has at least 7 pit bulls and some odd puppies. So there's always something going on. They're friendly, if I might say. Just about anybody can go in there and get in the cage, feed the dogs, take the dogs on walks. And they are typically caged. However, they keep up a lot of noise, a lot of noise. And, of course, there's always the issue of one or more getting out. And for people within the neighborhood who are unfamiliar or naturally spooked by pit bulls just on a sight, then that becomes an issue. So we have to take responsibility, you know, for our animals and pets and how we treat nature. From a personal opinion, even as a child, I always had an issue with how we generally treat pets in this society overall. I think we sort of humanize them to some degree, which is unnatural, while at the same time violating many of the natural laws and natural spaces which allow for nature and animals and humanity to dwell in peace and in balance. And, of course, it's now affecting the forming amphibians and frogs. It's now affecting disappearing bees and honeybees and pollinators, which will ultimately work its way down the food chain. So, again, we must give a more multidimensional approach to our experience and our existence here on Mother, Father, Earth, and begin to show some reverence and respect even within our own small space or place. You can begin by potting indoors and growing some herbs. And be creative. Many people, I think of them almost like crop, without any sense of decorativeness, fragrant, color. And there's a variety of all of that in the edible plant and herbal kingdom. So you can be very creative in landscaping, even in the cities, even in the urban areas, even in an apartment, by potting and even turning certain herbs, which are great for turning into bonsai-type plants, basils, mint, sages, particularly purple sage, great plants for turning into bonsai-type plants that you can keep for long periods of time and harvest, share, utilize not only in your ritual work and activity, but also in your cooking, in your teas, in your potpourries, in your spiritual bed, your omelo. So we must begin to take a more natural approach, even in this technically advanced time in society, and use some of that science and that knowledge and that awareness to recreate and create these environments within our personal lives and spaces, and then teach that and share that. It's unfortunate many of our children do not have a clue where their food comes from, where their dairy products come from, where their packaged food comes from, and how that all is created and recreated. I think there's a series of shows on cable TV right now that talk about how things are made and packaged. I think that someone at the commercial level figured out that that would be entertaining to some degree, because it is a lack of that information within our community. I'm a great gifted green thumb. Some people know this, some people do not, and I'm often always growing something, something edible. I have strawberries growing now in my house. Bought it in a kit, little kit. Sometimes you can get them at Walmart, and I'm not a supporter of Walmart. Home Depot, Lowe's, particularly in the springtime. But there is really no excuse. I don't care where you are under the sound of my voice, not to grow something, and continue to contribute to the recreation of these products, even by nature. We have sort of commercialized nature and our food products to the point that many products are disappearing. Some of my community had no idea that even white sage, which we all often use in ritual practice, is an extinct plant right now. Many of you do not know that, and it's becoming harder and harder to find any stores really that sell it. And there's a certain joy in being able to use it after you've grown it and harvested yourselves. I burned some sage here in the temple Monday, and it's just a joy in crushing it in your hand and knowing that you put the effort in producing this plant and are contributing to the continuation of nature and the process of life, and not just a consumer and not just taking away from. So we must begin to become more conscious, but also activate that consciousness in truly what we do, what we say, how we live. And it should be evident to those around us, and they should be curious and interested in what we're doing and how we're living. It is part of the gift of a spiritual lifestyle, being able to not only change and transform from within, but also be able to share that experience with someone else, that which has worked for you. Indeed, my journey, my path to becoming a practitioner, advisor, Orisha priest, hoodoo, obeya, bokura, began because of my own personal life and what I was doing and what I was experiencing, and people along the way saw the change in me, saw the benefit, saw the manifestation, gave witness to that. And indeed, your journaling gives witness to that, that process, what you did, what you didn't do, how you changed, how you transformed to come to the point of the ultimate divine manifestation. It doesn't take preaching. It doesn't take prophetizing. It doesn't take a lot of begging. It doesn't take a lot of advertising. I would pray and be hopeful that people would pay attention to the comments and the ratings, pay attention to the social networks and what people are saying and doing and how they're reacting and how they're experiencing what I share. And hopefully that is the draw for the next person. But we must also lay down a foundation for the next generation, actively lay down. In many cases, this information, the wisdom, the mother wit, the ancestral knowledge of our families, of our kin, of our ancestors, of our elders is not being passed down. We need big mamas, we need big papas, we need elders, we need priestess, healers, jewelry makers, herbalists. There's more than enough for us to do along the journey. And we must begin to allow people and support people in stepping out in an innovative way, revolutionary and evolutionary way, and blazing their path. Because as many of you know, that there's just not any support for you when you are there, and there's that illusion of isolation, illusion of separation, and you tend to feel like you're doing something different. And indeed, you are doing something different, something powerful, something things life-affirming and life-changing. So we must begin to show our support for and give our support for those who are in the margins, those who are stepping out and sharing their voices, their dreams, their ideals, their beliefs. And again, I want to welcome everyone in the chat. Jocelyn, divine peace and blessing, joy and prosperity to you for joining us here today. Queen B1, warm summer wind, all of our special guests, DNA Freak, Kyla Hot, Amiti, Anuket, all of those who have come and gone since 12 noon and are still with us. We certainly are appreciative. Warm summer wind, I wish you had typed that in capitals. I'm trying to read what you've got there and stuff that you're using. Yeah, the white sage, that sage bundle, that's the white sage. And believe it or not, it's actually extinct. I believe it's already on the endangered species list. But it may be actually extinct in the wild already. So when you are finding it in the bundles, when you are finding it in the stores, it's because it's being harvested. And that too explains the price for those sage bundles. So, yes, I've been growing my own really for about since 96, 97, I've been growing my own wherever I move, wherever I relocate, wherever I go. And it's not a very difficult plant to grow. Again, you can find it online commercially at some of the grow centers, grow houses, and they can actually send it to you. But for those who may not be quite that motivated, just wait another month or two as spring comes in your area, and Home Depot almost always, when they can get it, has some white sage there. And I particularly like the white sage and the purple sage variety. And I tend to use the white sage more in ritual work because it is harder to get an integrative value. And as far as cooking and other applications, I use the purple sage. And the purple sage is still unbelievably uncommon to many people. So they're always amazed and surprised by that fresh-cut pineapple smell that you can get from that pineapple sage. I might have said purple because it has a purple color, but it's called pineapple sage. It has a fresh-cut pineapple smell. It's much hardier than white sage, but it it has the same potency, if not stronger, sense of potency, and it's easier to cultivate in a diversity of climate and soil. I've grown it from Wilmington, North Carolina. I've grown it in Chicago. I've grown it in, obviously, New Orleans. I've grown it in Colorado. So it's a very enduring plant, for lack of better words, the pineapple sage. But, yes, the white sage is endangered, and I believe it's already extinct in the wild. And, unfortunately, many in the, quote-unquote, spiritual community don't seem to have knowledge of that information. So, again, I'm going to move forward. I'm going to take just a quick break. Again, I am appreciative of each and every one of you for being present, both in the live chat and on the phone line. I want to take a short intermission, and I will be forward momentarily. Divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. Thank you.
Thank you.
Alafia, divine peace and blessings. I am again grateful for your divine being and presence, gods and goddess, kings and queens present here with me at this time and moment in the live chat. Warm Summer Wind, Queen B1, Josh Slim, all of our special guests coming and going, DNA Freak, Kalahat, and Aminti Anuket. And we have such an invigorating conversation going on in the chat right now about particularly herbs and plants that we can grow and cultivate, but of course that now opens up the conversation with also fruit and vegetable. And we must begin to learn and relearn to cultivate and regenerate our own food sources, even if it's not our entire food diet, but begin somewhere and with something. And indeed, if you are buying produce at the store that doesn't have seed, it won't root when put in water, something's wrong with it. It's either been contaminated with something, pesticide, chemical, or it has been altered genetically in some way, and it cannot reproduce itself. And fruit and vegetable are supposed to be reproducible. They are supposed to reproduce themselves. So indeed, we are cutting ourselves off as far as our lifespans, our ability to function and continue to function as a humanity here on the planet by not paying more attention to our foods, how it is produced, but also what we eat, what we support, and what we buy. If more people would stop supporting, many of these items will stop showing up in our stores or will at least begin to feel the economic effect of people using intelligence and knowledge and information to consciously decide what is best for themselves and their families. It's a crying shame when you can spend $3, you know, on a fast food or junk food or food that's really not going to benefit you in any healthy way. And to eat healthy does cost more, does require some level of commitment, but you're either going to pay for it on the front end by what you feed yourselves and your family, or you're going to pay for it on the back end in disease and imbalance in the body, early death, disabling conditions, and care for those conditions, particularly as our population begins to age at a larger number and at a higher rate. So we must begin to take measures. And as we see now with the battle over health care and how we approach health care in this society, we're going to have to take more personal, individual, collective responsibility in what we eat, how we're eating, how we're living, and how we're going to move forward. A particular time when we will not only be fighting over water, we will be fighting over food and resources. If we look at just this winter storm right now and maybe one other extra event, whether it be some fuel crisis or some other crisis that would stop the 18-wheelers from rolling, would stop you from getting your dairy products, would stop you from getting your meat, I would stop you from getting your produce, how would you then live? And we would only be able to get by for so long on pasta and whatever prepackaged stuff we may have already stored in our homes, in our freezers, or in the local market. So we must begin to not only prepare ourselves mentally, consciously, in knowledge and education and activity, but we also must begin to prepare our bodies to survive and to maintain on less junk, less stuff. Some of you will heed and will be prepared. Others will not heed and be prepared. I asked the question on yesterday, are you Noah, or are you the people? Are you expecting and anticipating that at some point there will be water, there will be fire, there will be change, or are you in denial? For indeed, change will come. Again, I want to remind you, our call-in listening number, area code 347-215-8967. I am grateful for your presence, area code 678, also area code 323. Thank you so much for being on the phone lines. Indeed, if you have a question or comment or request at any point, we have about 20 minutes left in the show. Press the number one on your telephone keypad, and I will open your mic and address your question, comment, or request. And I invite each and every one of you to put our number in your cell phone. There's always occasion when you are away from the computer and you may want to connect with us, share and care with us, as God's mother of Risha does. So put our number, area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967, in your cell phone. It's interesting to me, the people who do listen to me on a daily basis, excuse me, and then travel and send me an email asking me, well, how do I listen to the show? Okay, and I say it every day. So put that number in your cell phone, area code 347-215-8967. Remember that we do broadcast every working weekday at 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio. In the event that we do have new or different scheduling and you are still away from your computer, I believe you can call in at any given time and it will give you a countdown for the next airing show, or it will tell you that there is no show scheduled for that particular day. So, again, store that number at 347-215-8967 so you can be in touch with the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, and Hulu Central on the go via your telephone or cell phone. I'm going to take just a short intermission. I will be back. I will be forward momentarily. Divine peace and blessings, joy, and prosperity. Ashe. Thank you. You're doing that, but 678-949, you're actually called in on two lines, so I appreciate you being present. Unfortunately, and I would invite you both to get your computer or get your computers fixed, or however, we're having a powerful discussion and conversation in the chat. We talked about water and removing impurities and fluoride hazards in our water, as well as more information about the herbs and the things we were discussing before I went to the break. So I always encourage everyone, when possible, to share with us simultaneously while in the live chat, also on the phone lines. And, of course, I invite each and every one of you to be with us tomorrow, Friday, at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time for more Hoodoo Secrets and Recipes, Divine Affirmation and Meditation, Community Building, Divine Unity and Community. Know that I am indeed here for each and every one of you, and would invite you to do the same for yourselves and each other, reminding you that all is indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veil, for it is all just an illusion and a test, one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. So until 12 noon U.S. Standard Time tomorrow, I offer you divine joy and prosperity. If you wish to enjoy the ritual music, which typically Block Talk Radio allows us to go on for about an hour, you must get on the phone lines right now. You have 3 minutes, 347-215-8996. Where you can enjoy another hour of ritual music and ceremony. Occasionally I do open the mics and entertain calls during that hour, based on raised hand, pressing the number one in activity. But generally speaking, it's an hour of music. So again, I welcome you to join me here tomorrow again at 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time on Block Talk Radio with the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, and Hoodoo Central, Divine Unity and Community, Peace and Blessing. Ashe.
There's no mountain that I can't climb, though the Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Sa femme la pendant d'accueillir. Sa femme la pendant d'accueillir. Sa femme la pendant d'accueillir.